Today on Gardening in a Minute, uses for cut bamboo. Bamboo is an attractive group of plants for the garden, but also has many uses after it's cut. Its rapid growth habit makes it a wonderful renewable resource. You can buy many products made out of bamboo. Look for items such as flooring, wall surfacing, and fabrics which are made from harvesting renewable bamboo. Around the landscape, cut bamboo can be used to construct fences, arbors, and trellises. It can also be used to stake vines, vegetables, and other plants. Because most are hollow, you can also use bamboo to create fountains or transport water. Bamboo is a great choice to grow in the landscape and has many extra benefits. Remember to plant clumping varieties, which are much easier to control than the running kinds. For more information about bamboo and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the Caribbean fruit fly. The Caribbean fruit fly is a pest in the southern half of Florida. The adult Caribbean fruit fly is yellow-brown and about 1.5 to 2 times larger than a housefly. The larvae are white, elongated, and shaped like cylinders. This insect lays its eggs in ripe or overripe fruit, including guava, peach, citrus, papaya, and wild plum. When the larvae hatch, they eat their way through the fruit, making it unfit to eat. If you see fruit flies hovering around ripe fruit on the tree or on the ground, you'll know you have a problem with these pests. The best control method is to harvest fruit before it falls and throw out or compost overripe fruit below the tree or in the house. For more information about fruit flies and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, restoring trees after a hurricane. After a hurricane, you may need to remove severely damaged trees, but sometimes with careful management, your trees can be restored. To get started, follow these steps immediately after the storm. Look for signs to see if a tree can be saved. Major limbs or trunks shouldn't be cracked, dead, or broken, and roots shouldn't be exposed or lifted out of the soil. Remove any dead, broken, and hanging branches. Watch the tree throughout the following year. It may recover if new sprouts and leaves appear along branches. However, if defoliation occurs, this may be a sign that the tree will not fully recover. Although storm damage may seem devastating at first, many trees can be saved and preserved. For more information about restoring trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, broccoli. Broccoli is a tasty vegetable that's easy to grow in the home garden. The Italian word brocco means sprout, bud, or shoot, and we eat the clusters of unopened flower buds. Broccoli can be grown in Florida during the coolest months of the year. Plant your seeds or transplants in north and central Florida no earlier than mid-August and continue through February. In south Florida, transplant September through January. As with all vegetables, make sure your broccoli plants get plenty of sun and nutrients. You'll need to protect yours from frost, especially when the plants are small. Harvest the central heads when they're still tight and compact with no open flowers, and continue to harvest the side shoots that follow. Enjoy this nutritious vegetable steamed, sautéed, or fresh from the garden. For more information about broccoli and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, indoor edible gardens. If you don't have space outside to have a garden, an indoor edible garden may be for you. The simplest form of indoor gardening is to grow plants in front of windows that receive a lot of sunlight. Windows that face south and west usually receive enough light to grow leaf and root vegetables such as beets, carrots, lettuce, onions, and radishes. Grow lights are a more effective way to produce indoor crops. You can purchase complete kits or make your own. With grow lights, you control the amount of light your plants receive and can expand your crop options to include fruit crops, such as tomatoes and strawberries. You can grow indoor gardens hydroponically or in a container with soil. Grow all year with an indoor edible garden. For more information about edible gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.